So it's Y2K night on Friday. We're going back to the 90s with a stage full of talent, including Simone Denny of Love, Inc. She joins me now, so thank you for that.
Hey, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Now, you are the voice of Love, Inc. You guys owned the 90s, really. Broken Bones, Superstar. And I was playing some of these songs on YouTube as I was getting ready for this. So many comments from people say, oh, this takes me back. I know where I was when this song came out. It still brings tears to my eyes. Now, how does that make you feel to know your music, it really is a part of history. It continues to live on.
It warms my heart, and I mean that genuinely, because sometimes we go on in our careers and you think that people forget the impact and you forget how the songs made you feel. So when I see those messages, because I do go on YouTube, you know, and I do see the comments people post, it just makes me really happy to know that we made that impact and that we've had the privilege of making the impact on people's lives forever. You know, so it's a beautiful thing.
Your voice is so powerful. Was it something that you were just born with? You just realized you had it, or did you work to get it to that point?
You know, I guess I was born with it. I guess, and then I just kind of honed it as years passed. Because I'm a multi-genre artist. I've done from soul and R&B. I had operatic training. It's all a big mix. And I think the operatic training particularly taught me how to belt it out, where to belt that out from. You know, once it has an impact, I'm happy.
So take us back to the time of Love, Inc. How did you and Chris Shepherd and Brad Damon find each other?
Okay, well, I had been a vocalist on the scene doing a lot of session work. And I first worked with Chris Shepherd with BKS and Greg Kavanaugh. So that's where they found me. And I did a song for BKS called Dreamcatcher. I don't know if you guys know those songs all the way back there, but Dreamcatcher went on to, I think, get a Juno nomination or a Juno win, I think. And we kept working together. And then Christy had found Brad, because Brad also was a great songwriter on the scene. And he just brought us all together and we created Love, Inc. And here we are.
Lightning in a bottle.
Yeah. Right place, right time, right people.
Well, and it's not just the music, the videos too. They were just as powerful as the songs. And I wanted to ask you about the style, your style, because it was so 90s. You had the glitter, you had the gems on your face, you know, the dystopian outfits. Was that your style then too?
Oh, definitely. But I've got to credit the stylists who really brought that home for us, you know, and tied the look together. So they knew exactly that futuristic, you know, very cool look, you know, of the 90s, and they made it magic.
Now, you were back here 2019. You were on stage at the Mayfield Dinner Theater, and you said that kind of took you in a different direction. So is acting something that you're continuing to pursue?
Well, I don't know if I'm an actress, but theater I love, and I really enjoyed my time at the Mayfield. The whole company is wonderful. So it's definitely something I enjoyed, and I enjoyed Edmonton immensely.
Well, we are so looking forward to having you back here with Y2K Night on Friday, a free show with some VIP tickets still available. You can go to the link on our website, ravenradio.ca, to get yours. Simone, thank you so much for doing this.
My pleasure. Listen, everybody get your tickets. We're going back to the 90s. You got Thea Austin, Prozac, myself. Oh my gosh, it's a power-packed list. So get those tickets. Come down to the show. I am happy to come out and sign autographs and take pictures afterwards. So I will see you all there.